Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
And if I could, I'd build a wall around El Donegal, the north and south, to keep them out. My God, I'd build it tall. Casinos, chicken ranches, I'd legalize them all.
That might give you a clue where we're going today. Yes, we continue a county by county journey across the country, exploring all 32 counties that make up this remarkable island. From dramatic coastal scenery and historic landmarks to thriving cities, charming towns and local hidden gems, we're taking an in-depth look at what makes each county so unique. So along the way, we'll be highlighting the key attractions, cultural traditions and must-see destinations that continue to draw visitors from all over the globe. This week's county is Donegal, funnily enough, County Donegal, and I'm joined in studio by travel content creator Kevin Penrose. Good afternoon to you, Kevin.
Hiya, how are you?
I'm great, and yourself?
I'm good.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
I feel like I'm cheating on Andrea here doing this one because, you know, this is her county and it probably should be her doing it. Apologies, Andrea, for covering this item today. I feel guilty before we even start because she certainly would do it proud. But there's a lot to cover in County Donegal, isn't there?
Like, Donegal is one of them counties that there's so much to do. It's almost forgotten about in a sense because it is so far away, but I've come today with some of my recommendations. We can't get through everything in Donegal, but these would be the main ones that I would recommend if you're having a weekend or a trip up.
So we go to Donegal Town first, Kevin.
Donegal Town. I would say this is probably the best place to base yourself from just because it's a buzzing little town. There's cafes, restaurants, the bars, everything going on. And it's just a good base. Like, everything else is sort of, you can do day trips from there, you know, like 30 minutes here, 40 minutes there. You know, you're close to West Donegal, you're close to Sligo. Like, it's just the base base for you.
It's a great base. Yeah. Is this close to home for you?
Close to home to me, maybe like 25 minutes. I'm on the border to Tyrone, Donegal, so I always get in the accent a little bit. Am I Donegal?
Yeah.
You know,
so, I did wonder. Yeah. So not quite, but you, but
not
you know
quite.
It well.
I know it quite well,
you're
yeah.
You're well placed so to cover well this placed. One.
But yeah, Donegal Town, you have, if you're staying there, you have the Abbey Hotel, the Central Hotel as well. Those are in the town itself. Now, if you're looking for something a little bit more luxury, you do have Harvey's Point or Loch Ness Castle. They are a little bit more outside of town, maybe 10-minute drive.
Loch Ness Castle is a 5-star hotel, yeah, I think,
yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Yes, I haven't been, but I've heard great things.
Beautiful place.
And of course, Noel Cunningham is in Harvey's Point welcome you there like a VIP.
Yeah, so they're there as well. And right beside there as well, you have Billisbarness. You have the road through, which is really dramatic, mountains on each side. And then you have the little pub itself. Very, very busy pub. It's the one that probably gets hit the most on the way to Donegal Town for your pints and all your foods.
What's the name of it, Kevin? Sorry?
Billisbarness.
Okay.
So it's on right outside Donegal Town as you're going in. And going into your coffees and your restaurants in Donegal Town itself, there's a new one called Mo Clan that recently opened. The owners are from Tyrone as well. But it's really popped off with the locals.
Not that you're biased or anything there.
Not that I'm biased, but they do really, really good coffee, really good pastries. And at night time, they switch over to a cocktail bar, which is really, really good as well. You know, there's something different.
There's a lot of new Irish businesses doing that, isn't there? Coffee by day, cocktails by night. It's clever.
Best of both worlds.
Yeah.
You know, especially Donegal Town, like, it's always, always busy. So it's good to have the options of both.
Brilliant.
And the one bar that I would recommend, it's popping up everywhere as well, is McCafferty's. There's not one, but there's two in Donegal Town, straight across the road from each other. Now, it is the one that has all the live music on the Saturday night and the weekend, so you are going to have a good night there. But if you are looking for a little quiet man pub or a little more something traditional, you have the Reel Inn or the Fords as well, which are right up the street from us.
Okay. And I love that variety because it depends on your mood. It depends who you're with.
This is it.
Doesn't it?
You know, so you have options. That's one thing, Donegal Town. You have lots and lots of
lots
options.
Lots of options.
You know?
Okay.
And as I said then, moving on to activities, I guess now, as Donegal Town is your base, maybe like 30 minutes out the road, you have Sleeve League, which are Europe's most accessible, highest cliffs, I think it is the way you pronounce it. Higher than the Cliffs of Moher. It's sort of those ones that are often looked whenever you are planning the trip, you know. And over the years, it has become...
I didn't realise that they're even higher than the Cliffs of Moher.
Yeah, I think it's 3 times higher, they were saying.
Wow.
So it's one that's become more popular now, I guess, through social media and everything, you know. I remember when you could drive up to the viewpoint and whatnot, but now you have your tourist centre up there and you have to get the bus up to the top as well, you know, so lots to do around there. You have your hikes or you can just go to the viewpoint and take your photographs for social media. But one thing, a really unique experience that we recently done this a couple of months ago now, was there's a boat tour that you can do around Sleeve League Cliffs itself as well. just gives you a completely different perspective on it, you know, and you get to learn a bit more about the area and the history and the formations itself.
Yeah.
And one thing I loved to do was you got to swim off it as well, which is really, really unique, you know.
So they'll stop the boat in the middle of the ocean and you jump off.
Jump off. Yeah. And then you have Sleeve League behind you, you know, it was pretty, pretty cool. You know,
with a dramatic backdrop.
Dramatic backdrop.
Beautiful. You know? And do you know, the whole boat tour, Kevin, you've just reminded me of this, is really important to say. I'm always like, oh, will we bother with a boat tour? Uh-huh. You know that?
Yeah.
And it's always someone else in my group wants to do it.
Yeah.
And I never regret it, even if I feel sick, which sometimes I do. They're just great ways, aren't they, to fill the day. And children love them. You get to see so, like, unique perspectives.
There is, you know, and especially now with the wildlife and the water wildlife around Ireland as well. Like, you have the dolphins and the whales and everything, you know, along that coastline. So we didn't get them the day we went there, but I know they're out there somewhere, you know, so definitely worth doing.
Brilliant.
You know? And then out and right around that peninsula as well, you have Glencoe Kill. It's a little bit more further. It's a little bit more recluse, I bet. A lot more quieter than Donegal Town. Complete opposite. You have the Famine Village, and that's a Gaeltacht area as well. Again, you have the hikes and the beaches as well. So it's a place highly recommend going if you are looking for something a bit more quieter, I guess, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If the dramatic cliffs aren't for you or the boat tours, then this is definitely the next thing to do.
Now, you may well have this on your list, but someone says, just a reminder, don't overlook Ballyshannon. It's Ireland's oldest town, situated in South Donegal and the gateway to the rest of the county. Ballyshannon, someone else says, is also the birthplace of the legendary guitarist Rory Gallagher, just minutes away from, is it Ross Nowla Beach?
Ross Nowla, yeah.
Yeah, and you have that on your list. Yeah. Sorry, I'm jumping the gun because it's literally your next thing. Sorry,
Ross Nowla would be my local beach growing up as a child. You know, it'd be a place everywhere goes, I guess, from Tyrone, you know. But it's a very, very nice beach, beautiful for your sunsets, and they actually do your surf lessons school as well. And again, you have your brew box coffee box there as well, and you have the bakery shack up on the hill with all your treats looking down on the beach too. So
brew box and the bakery shack.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to shout those places out as well. Because when you're there, it's nice to have some steer
this
on,
is it,
you know.
And because there's not much else around Ross Nowla, those are your best bets to go to, you know.
So. Brilliant. Okay. Where are we off to next?
And then one thing I've included here, which is probably a really unique experience, is Wild Ireland. It's been there the past 5 to 6 years, I believe. It's basically a sanctuary for wildlife, bringing all your old animals back. So your bears, your wolves, everything got there. It's not your typical zoo.
Wow.
But it's one that's great for animal lovers or anyone wanting to experience something a bit different, you know, that they haven't done before.
And where's that located, Kevin?
It's a little bit more north, Donegal around Birch area.
Okay.
It will be a bit more, maybe like an hour drive from Donegal Town, but it's definitely worth doing, you know, especially for families, you know, get to see the animals and what's used to be in Ireland.
And it's something people might not know is there as well.
Yeah.
So it's important to mention. What about Glenveagh National Park?
Glenveagh National Park. It's the second biggest one in Ireland. So this is a contrast between, you have Errigal beside it. If you're not a hiker, you have the Glenveagh National Park. Just the grounds to walk around. You have the castle there, and you have the lake and the little coffee shop as well. And you can also rent bikes, you know. And then if you are feeling a little hike again for sunset or sunrise, you can go up to Mount Errigal, one of my personal favourites.
Is it accessible in terms of achievable to climb?
Yeah. The past couple of years now, it's been a growing development, but now they have a trail from the bottom. They have the car park all built up the whole way up to the top.
Ah, brilliant.
So I'd say maybe like an hour up and 45 minutes down.
Okay.
And accessible for anyone.
That's lovely.
You know?
I think it's important, isn't it? You know, that everyone can enjoy it, whether you climb up it or drive up it or, you know.
That's it. I know from my own experience, a lot of people think, oh, Kevin, where's that sunset at? I couldn't possibly do that, but they actually can do it now. It's just made it so accessible to everyone.
Yeah.
You know, and even driving around that area alone is beautiful with the mountains around you.
And that's a whole visitor centre there, Kevin.
You don't have one at Errigal, but you do have one at the Glenveagh National Park in there as well, you know, so just a bit more history about the castle and the grounds that's there.
Okay.
And the hikes and the roots.
Victorian gardens, peaceful lakeside walks, surrounding mountain. It sounds beautiful. You know,
a lot of proposals I've seen there.
Really?
You know, so it's a great
well,
spot
there's
for that,
a good
you know,
tip so now for anyone looking for the right spot.
This is it.
That's brilliant. Know. And do you have to pay into Glenveagh Castle?
Yeah, you pay in as well. I believe it's around 10 euros from last time I was there, maybe last year. But it's definitely worth doing. It just splits up, and if you are hiking, call in there for your coffee just to relax a bit more after.
Yeah, it's affordable enough.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
100%,
okay.
You know.
One other spot that you wouldn't miss.
One spot, it's probably on your way out to Kellybegs from Donegal Town, is the Largay, well, quote unquote, secret waterfall. It used to be secret back in the day, but now with social media, it seems to be picking up. I would say about this one, just look out for the tide times when you are going to visit it, as it's only accessible when the tide is low. But very, very beautiful. It's a nice little walk off the road. But yeah, it's, if you're looking for your photographs, this is the one I go to.
Yes.
You know.
And you're well known for your fabulous content and photographs.
I try.
Yeah. Everyone else trying to replicate what you've done. We finished this item with a song.
Yeah.
What's your chosen song?
I have gone with Favourite by Fontaines DC.
Oh, that's a great shout. I like you even more now.
All set for the weekend.
Kevin Penrose, a pleasure
Thank
to have you,
so you
on Lunchtime Live today. Thank you indeed. An education around Donegal. We know it's fabulous, but we need reminders of what's really special, don't we? So thank you indeed for joining us today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.